pretty well. Yeah. We moved the ball around well. We got a ton of chances, and I think we just got too casual and just thought, oh, you know what? We're going to get a bunch of chances, and we'll get plenty. And then all of a sudden, they get one opportunity. They finish because we didn't mark up.
Yep.
And now we all of a sudden realize we're going to have to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they stepped up their level as soon as they scored that goal. I think that gave them a lot of confidence, and all of a sudden they realized they have a chance to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
And they did make things difficult. You know, they're the kind of team that they're tough to play against.
Yep.
You know, they're in the right place. They're physical. They're strong.
Yep.
And they win balls, and they made it tough for us. And I think, fortunately, by the end, we wore them down a little bit in the back with our speed.
Yep.
And we were able to take advantage of that.
Well, that's a great equalizer. There was a great difference maker is the speed. And you had that. And I mean, really, the first goal was kind of more just a good opportunity, a good bounce. It was kind of like a ball was being cleared away, and then all of a sudden deflected right to Ashley.
Yeah, I mean, we told them just pressure the sweeper, because if she makes a touch, a bad touch, you know, you've got to be there. And, you know, she didn't even make that bad of a touch, but Ashley's got so much speed that when she took that touch, she was able to just come right in. And she did a great job finishing, both her and Callie.
And when she got that goal, did you feel that, hey, this now things are going to start going?
Yeah, you know, I felt that the first goal was going to be huge, because I knew after, if we got that first goal, we would relax. And then they wouldn't, you know, they'd start to play on their heels a little bit. And that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
And I also felt, you know, now we have a long time to get that second goal. Because if we have to go to the 20 minutes of overtime, we'll go to the 20 minutes of overtime.
Yeah.
But that first goal, I think, was huge.
Yeah. During the match, it wasn't enjoyable to have it. But afterwards, it's good to have challenges like this. Because, you know, as I said, sometimes you get a little too, players get a little too confident that everything's going well for them. And you need to have a
We do, and that's what we talked about at halftime. We said, just because we're, you know, we have this record and they have this record and we're the defending conference champs doesn't mean they're just going to come here and let us do whatever we want. And we realized that, and I think that was good for us, and we needed it. So, you know, we did not have a good practice yesterday, and I told them, I said, well, now maybe tomorrow we'll realize practice is important, and we have to step up. Just because we're winning games doesn't mean we just have to stop and stop getting better.
So this shows again a lot about the kids. They've been in a situation probably 20 times where about midway through the second half, they haven't had a goal and they're losing.
Yeah, we actually last week against DeKalb, we're down 1-0 with 20 minutes left,
right,
and we scored four at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're not in that situation very often.
Yep.
So, but I do know, I'm pretty confident that, you know, we will find a way to score. We actually haven't been shut out. We didn't get shut out all last year or this year far.
Right, no shutouts.
So we, you know, I'm confident we'll score a goal, but rather not put ourselves in that situation.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, all right.